Welcome to Champagne Sunday. I'm Lauren.
Hey, I'm Bonnie.
I'm Beth.
And we're going to talk about life
after divorce.
And living
the best life.
The best life and the life you love.
Yes, living the life you love on that other side.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. Welcome.
So we're going to do... Wait, this is not a single woman problem. This is a champagne split. Champagne split. We're going to do a champagne split. And we're asking ourselves, what are the top 10 things that do to enjoy your staycation?
Yeah, because we can't really stick to 10. But yes, what are your staycation ideas? Your best staycation ideas. Spring break inspired staycation idea.
I will say I am planted for a minute. Like I know I cannot travel for a minute. So I'm thinking of this beyond spring break, which right. I'm about to embark on my spring break. Like it starts now. I'm on it right now.
Yay. Oh, good for you.
One, binge watch something, even if it's terrible. Just let yourself sit down, drink your coffee, and binge watch cheesy TV. I'm on this show called One Day on Netflix.
It is
a romantic.
That's a good thing about that.
Yeah. It's not a romantic comedy.
I read the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's one of mine. Number one. Number two.
Well, what I did last week, I am not on spring break. My child was on spring break. And I did not travel. So I tried to do something different every day. Like one day I would bake. One day I looked up a weird recipe and did that. That was Mediterranean inspired. So I stayed in my kitchen a lot. I cook every day anyway, but this was kind of just different. Like, mm-hmm. You know.
You had time to.
I had time to think about it because I wasn't traveling. Yeah. I still worked, but, you know, you can work from home and check a timer for your.
Right. Yeah.
For your banana muffins.
Right.
Okay. Number three. So because I didn't go anywhere and I didn't have hotel fees or any of that, I felt very justified going out with you guys last week. And we went out to dinner to a more expensive restaurant that we wanted to try. But mm-hmm. because, I mean, I didn't go anywhere for spring break. Mm-hmm. I wasn't spending that money that right. I might have. So it felt a little more that, you
vacation
know,
I, vibe. Vacation, it felt like a treat.
Yes, yeah. It was a treat. I could spend that money and go to a new eclectic, fun, maybe a little over the top pricey place to go out to mm-hmm. with friends.
Yeah. Start your do something active every day, or start the active thing that you've been wanting to do. Like set your space up for it, and if it's walk for me, it's getting way back on my walking routine and then yoga. So I've got my space set up, so I'm really going to try to do that, be cognizant of doing that every day.
Okay, I did walk.
You did?
Yeah.
That's great.
I did, but I downloaded a yoga app on that same thing, trying to do something different that I don't do every day, because I try to walk every day, I wanted to start moving in a different way.
And a staycation is a great time to establish your routine, because mm-hmm. you have... time, a little bit of time mm-hmm. to do.
Well, unless excuses not to.
Yeah.
I cleaned out a little space in my room so that I can do that yoga part.
That's awesome.
So, sort of a yoga inspired or moving it. You move your body in a different way than you usually do, because mm-hmm. we usually walk, but I think getting something moving mm-hmm. is good.
Yep.
Good.
Okay. I think we're on six.
Five. One, two, three,
so
four.
So I'd be
five.
Six. Yeah. So I will be yes. six.
Wait,
so
no.
She was five.
No, I just did four. Four was doing exercise. Yes.
So you're five with yoga?
Yeah.
Okay, yoga is five.
And then moving in a different way.
Yes.
Okay. A different way. There.
Sorry. We're going to declare our numbers at the beginning to make sure we stay on task. Okay. So number six. So So my kid is ADD. We talked about body doubling last week. So I body doubled for him one day this week, and we got most of his room cleaned out. Like mm-hmm. we got a lot of space like that. So I... pick out something that's been absolutely bugging you and take that time, because for me, I'm like, how some of the little things I did in my house this week is going to make my future self very happy going back to work, that these spaces are straight or cleaned out and I can put my hands on things that I had forgotten where were, that mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Okay. In that vein, kind of seven, I'm seven, right?
Yes.
Is catch up. Get ahead of yourself.
Yes.
On those things that I chase my tail all the time because mm-hmm. I have a million shows. So show's over, got a little spare time. Now it's time. Like I have been needing to go to the church where I work and organize the music in the choir room for probably 2 years. Well, I literally have nothing scheduled this week. So you can do that. Is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. So get organized.
Yeah. Get ahead of yourself if you can.
Making myself read. Because we have book that I picked out.
Yeah.
But it was a little difficult. Chapter 2 was very difficult and I wanted to put it down. But I have carved out some time every day to read.
Mm-hmm.
I used to read all the time, but this job, I can't read and drive at the same time. So,
all right. So I think, so is that 6, 7, 9?
9.
So, okay. I suggest, so my sister, she's lived all over the world. And one thing they do, no matter where they live, is they look and see what is within driving distance, close to where they are, that they want to explore because they know they have a limited time frame in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Why not look at where you live? What is within an hour or two driving distance that you've never spent because you live here, so you don't pay attention to it? Well, pretend you're visiting your hometown, that this is where you're visiting. And then look and see, where would you go? Like, there's several great outdoor hikey type places around where we live that I have still have yet to go to. Those are the kinds of places. So pretend like I'm actually vacationing here. If I were actually vacationing here, what are the highlights? What are the spots I would want to hit and live and do that?
Especially with a kid. Right. I have been thinking about a lot of that with my son.
Right.
Is like, what are the little nooks and crannies that we haven't done yet?
And a lot of the stuff in nature and the natural phenomenon that happens around everywhere anybody lives is free.
It's free. And so are playgrounds.
Yes.
You know, finding playgrounds. And
yes.
So, yeah, that's, I think that's great. I have a really good number 10.
Okay, great.
What is day drink.
You get to wake up and nothing to do. Make yourself that bloodier mimosa.
Yes.
Have that glass of wine with lunch. It's going to be a great time.
So long as you're in a good emotional space.
Yes.
No texting or FaceTime.
If it's going to encourage you to do things you ought not to do.
And don't day drink and then do number 9. We do not condone drinking and driving on this podcast. Let us be clear.
Now we're on the list.
Yeah, it's a pretty good list.
All right. I hope everybody enjoys whatever break you may have coming up.
Yeah.
We certainly enjoyed our spring break.
Happy staycation.
Yay.
Staycation.
Yes.
I'm going to start saying it like that so it sounds fancy. what would it be?
You could go to.
Il est ma staycation.
You could go to Target.
Oh, oui. I did this earlier today. It is all too good stars.
Job, girl.
Happy vacation, everyone.
Staycation.
Thank y'all for joining us for Champagne Sunday.
See you next week, girls.
Yeah, cheers.
Have a good week.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.